Well, there's no question that the Elite Series this year has raised a level of bass fishing across the country, and there's been a lot of guys that have got a lot of press. Steve Kennedy, Mike Iaconelli, Kevin Van Dam, a lot of guys like that. But one guy that kind of flew under the radar that's got to be chomping at the bit is Russ Lane. And Russ, great stellar year. You've had just a phenomenal year, but really from a press standpoint, probably have flown under the radar a little bit.
Well, I appreciate it, Terry. You know, it just kind of seems to work out that way for me sometimes. You know, I really only got on TV one time this year, and that's probably a part of it. But, you know, what I've strived to do this year is just be as consistent as I could. And I don't have a lot of, you know, big paying sponsors. So, you know, first and foremost, I wanted to get as many checks as I could this year and not be too concerned with getting on TV right at this point. And, you know, that's kind of the way I had to approach it.
Well, you look back, there's really a check you'd like to get in February, and it's a big cardboard one. And you get to fish that on your home body of water there at Lay Lake.
Yes, sir. I'm excited about that one. I've had a whole bunch of success there, you know, over the years, and especially that time of year. That's kind of ironic. The thing that got all this started was I won a Federation qualifier there the same week that we're going there. And it, you know, ultimately led me to the 04 Classic. You know, after that, I decided I wanted to get out here and try this, and now we're going back the same week. You know, I hope I have the same results.
Deja vu all over again. How about that?
Exactly.
Well, you look at the year, and the year was a good year for you. You know, you finished and made the Classic and those kind of things. And sometimes it's kind of funny because, you know, a lot of people don't think about that $55,000. As you mentioned, you haven't had a lot of people pitching in. It's been coming out of Russ Lane's pocket. But did it do what you wanted it to do for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I got out here, and I am getting some exposure now. I am learning how to compete at this level. It's a totally different game than the one-day tournaments that you're used to fishing around home. And, you know, it's a work in progress, but it's coming. And I have had some help. I've had, you know, product sponsors like Kistler Rods, Lowrance, Gamaline, Airport Marine. All those people have been great to me. Yamaha. You know, I never had to once visit the service trailer one time this year. That 250 HPDI stood up the whole year. It was great. That's, you know, that's part of my success. But then there's Basscat. They're probably my number one sponsor right now. To tell you, the Pierce family came through for me, you know, during a tough time right before the beginning of the year. And they took a chance, got me a boat out there, got me on the water. And, I mean, it's just a great, great family. I think I found a home with them.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I kind of think Russ Lane and Rick Pierce kind of fit together. I mean, you know, you're looking at a guy that came through the Federation ranks. You know, Rick is an independent, been around for 35 years now. And you look at Basscat and what they're doing and kind of what you're doing kind of matches up nice for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we get along great. We talk every week. You know, we've become friends. It just, you know, I feel comfortable talking to his dad and mom. We just, you know, it's just kind of like a big family. I feel right at home with them. And, you know, we're on the same page, and, you know, it just everything works well together. I really like them. They, you know, they won the J.D. Power Award 2 years in a row, and, you know, they got new options coming out in 07 and the Pantera 2. They're bringing it out, and, you know, with all that, I feel like they're probably going to win another J.D. Power Award. Just a great boat, great company.
Well, it's great to hear you talk that way because, you know, a lot of pros you talk to sometimes may not know as much as you just gave on Basscat. And it's funny because I think when you get into a family organization like Basscat, you really feel like you're part of the product. And I think it's very critical for you to be able to endorse it. Well, in order to endorse it, you have to like it. So that's really good.
Yes, that is a big part of it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about fishing. You know, okay, Lay Lake, and I know the chat rooms are buzzing because they know you're there, and people who know you, in particular in the Alabama area, said, uh-oh, this guy is going to be for real down here. And I talked to a lot of the other pros that are your buddies, and they say, hey, you better watch. Russ Lane better be on the top of the leaderboard because I think he will.
Well, I mean, that's the plan. You know, like I said, I've had a lot of success there over the years, that time of year. And, you know, I just know the kinds of places that those big coosa spots sit on that time of year. And, you know, it's going to be a wintertime tournament. We're not anywhere near the spawn. And, too, Lay is kind of unique to all the other Coosa Lakes. There's a stocking program that goes on every April, and it's predominantly Florida largemouths, and a lot of people don't know that. So those Florida largemouths don't really tolerate the cold weather, you know, is good. So, you know, it's going to be a big spot tournament. And a lot of guys are going to figure out how to catch them, but I really know how to catch some big spots in the winter.
Well, you talk about that stocking program. I know Mark's Outdoors has been integral in that, and I think what a great format. You know, he goes out there and gives everybody a bag of fish, and you can't make the first cast till you dump them in, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he gives you a bag of fish. I think most of the bags are, you know, have about 100 fingerlings in them, and, you know, they're most of them are 5 or 6 inches long, and, you know, those fish at that size really survive. And, you know, he gives every boat, you know, one of those bags, and they have 500 boats every year, so you can imagine, you know, how much success that is. And, I mean, there's some big largemouths on that lake, but you know, they come from the Florida strain, and it's a little tough on them in the wintertime.
Well, those spots, they go crazy in the wintertime, and
yeah,
I know you're the guy that can catch them.
Those spots gang up and feed, and they will be fat, and they will be fun to catch.
Well, you look back at now, if I was going to ask you, okay, strengths and weaknesses and some of the things, you know, not necessarily just from a tournament standpoint, but things you're working on, things that you want to get better at, or, what you know, if I was saying, Russ Lane, what is your number one strength? Tell me what that is.
Well, you know, probably my number one strength is just my versatility. I heard Rick Klund say one time that the specialists have kind of ruled this sport for years, and, you know, I kind of agree with that, and I'm not sure what my specialty is other than being versatile, and that probably reflected in, you know, in the last couple of years of just, you know, getting checks, but I'm working toward trying to figure out what my strength is and my, you know, my number one technique is. I feel comfortable flipping. I feel comfortable throwing a big crankbait. Those are things that I love to do, but, you know, I try to catch them any way that it takes to, you know, to do good in these tournaments.
Well, that's what you have to do. You know, it isn't about having one thing that you go to. I mean, David Fritz is a great example. You know, he absolutely probably the premier crankbaiter in the country, but up till a few years ago, you know, everything was in the spring, so up till last year, I guess. And so you got to be versatile. You got to go out there and be able to catch them.
Got to do it, just like Todd did last week. You know, he's known for shallow water fishermen. He pulls out a spinning rod and wins $100,000.
Versatility, isn't it great?
Exactly, it is.
Well, let's talk a little bit, if we can. Now, you're looking forward and not in, you know, backwards. You're gonna, you know, the Elite Series was good to you, I think. And you, what do you think about the whole format? Do you like that? Is that something you took a lot of pride in?
Yeah, I like it. I think Bass and ESPN really got it right this year. You know, I think they've elevated the sport, you know, to a new level, and hopefully, you know, they will continue to do that. I see nothing but good things in the future.
Well, that means that you're going to be signing up for next year for sure, right?
Oh, definitely. I got to. I got a taste of it now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because I think a lot of people, you know, you got to chase your dream, and sometimes financially it makes it, you know, so you can't. But once you get your foot in the water, you stick that toe in the water and you realize it's not so cold, you jump in, and it can pay big dividends for you.
Yeah, I mean, it can. I've become friends with some of the, you know, top pros this year. You know, a lot of them are really making a good living, but they work hard at it. And, you know, I don't think nobody is just, you know, getting rich out here, but that's not why we're out here to do it. And, you know, I want to be one of those top guys. It's just going to take time. It, you know, really can't be done overnight.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret. You are one of those top guys, and I think you're going to prove it this year at the Classic, no doubt about it.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry. I really have been working hard, and I want to keep it going.
Well, Russ, I wish you the best of luck in the future, and, you know, I want to stay in contact with you. You know, a lot of good stories in Bass Fan. We've had you on many times, and we want to continue to do that. You know, you're that guy that we think is, you know, what this sport's all about. Get that new guy and get the guy that's been fishing there at the local level. Get him involved, and they can do well, and you've proven it this year.
Well, I really do appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.